President Trump clamped down on immigration from some countries, and especially on Muslims, with details unclear in the executive order. That led to a flurry of court orders limiting enforcement and statements from the administration as to what was and what wasn't intended and to whom. UB Law School professor Rick Sue says he has Muslim students and will have them in class today. Sue says he's expecting questions about what the executive order means and what it might portend for the future.
Many of them, including students who may be coming from some of these countries. But whether or not once this, if it does become normalized, that in all sorts of policymaking, whether it's immigration or in national security or in policing or everything else, that designating certain religions is going to be permissible.
Sue says there's a conflict between the restrictions in the order and the First Amendment barring government action on religion. Yesterday afternoon, there was another protest downtown in support of opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline, who were hit with a different executive order from the president removing restrictions on construction. Western New York Peace Center Executive Director Vicki Ross says opponents of the pipeline in Indian Country support immigrants.
We certainly were remembering our refugee brothers and sisters, and it is particularly moving to me that their human rights were stood up for at this rally, as well as the water issues.
Congressman Chris Collins is backing the executive order, saying he expects problems to be worked out this week on how it works and how long it will take to put new vetting procedures in place. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.